Hey, Centrix. Welcome back to Will a Sequel, where we have a quick chat about trailers for upcoming sequel movies we want to watch. Today's topic, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, a.k.a. Ghostbusters 4. I am Nate, and she is the gatekeeper to my keymaster, Sandra. How are you doing? Are you ready to bust some more ghosts?
I'm busting to the song in my head.
Busta makes me feel good. Yeah. Name
the
singer.
I'm going to bust you. What?
Name the singer to the Ghostbuster song from 1984.
Ray Parker Jr.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner.
Duh.
Enchilada dinner.
What was the question?
How are you doing? are you ready to bust some more ghosts?
Are you ready to bust? Ghostbuster! And I'm doing okay.
Now, this Ghostbusters is going to be a little different for you because why?
I'll be able to see it in a movie theater.
Yes, this will be the first time Sandra sees a Ghostbusters movie in the theaters.
Thanks a lot, Mother Tucker.
Apparently, that was on the no watch list.
Yeah.
That will probably be on volume 2. If you want to see volume 1, head on over to patreon.com.
I led a sheltered life. Very sheltered.
Well, I was 14, so I think Jamie and I went to go see it in
My
the theaters.
Was a little overprotective of me.
There's nothing that bad.
Probably because she liked me so much more than the other.
Well, in this case, when we started dating, there was a long list of movies you hadn't seen, so that gave us a chance to see. I got to introduce you to all these movies. I think Footloose is still on with Kevin Bacon. Have we seen that one yet?
Yeah, you've made me watch that one.
I made you watch that one.
Yeah, you made me watch that one. We have to do Commando still. Never saw those. My brother did, but I wasn't allowed to. Go figure. Oh. Anyways, moving on. That's another episode, Nate.
That is correct. Did you see how am I doing? Thanks for asking, Sandra.
Well, I was getting there. Jeez Louise, slow down. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Sandy.
How are you?
Overall, good. Or good overall. And a little nervous about this third sequel in the Ghostbusters franchise. Watched all four trailers, the teaser, the official one, the international one, and the final one, and there's a lot of good things, but then you just don't know how it's gonna play out, you know?
I just zoned out for a second.
Excellent.
I think I heard what you said.
Good overall. Just a little nervous for this third sequel in the Ghostbusters franchise, but we recently saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I think they nailed it. They nailed it for me.
Which one? Afterlife?
Afterlife.
Yeah, that was a good one.
2016, I think they were trying to recapture the lightning in the bottle of the 1984
one. That would be the fourth movie, right? A fourth Ghostbusters movie?
Yes.
Okay. Not necessarily in the same timeline, but, you know.
Yes. Afterlife is third with these characters in this Ghostbusters universe.
Afterlife is the third? Wait.
Afterlife is the fourth movie in this franchise. With using the original Ghostbusters and the Ghostbusters Next Generation, but it's the third sequel.
That's what I thought. So I was like, okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We'll cut this out and only Patreon will see.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Maybe I'm going to edit this one. Before busting out today's topic, let's welcome any newcomers.
Busting makes me feel good.
I'm going to put tape over your face. As well as our tried and true regulars, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe buttons, as well as that notification bell, because you don't want to miss out on any new videos or rewatch or listen to episodes like Will It Sequel Hocus Pocus 2.
Yes. Which that episode, that... The full episode of our review is over on Patreon. Facebook and Instagram is another way to stay connected with us. We post movies to watch or live stream. Check us out on facebook.com/sequelcentric or instagram.com/.
Almost got you hit.
Sequelcentric. Time for some housekeeping, Sandy.
Housekeeping. Let me see here. If you're looking for some more sequel-centric content, head on over to patreon.com/sequel-centric. And for one U.S. note of legal tender, which more and more places are not accepting, can access extra content like bloopers, warm-ups, and the extended cut of 2023 Super Mario Brothers.
Wahooey!
Yeah, more and more people are... More and more companies are not accepting cash.
I guess cash isn't key anymore.
I know I said that because my doctor's office does not accept cash now.
Cool. Speaking of Patreon, we here at Sequel Central would like to thank our super outrageous tier patrons for their extra helpful channel, like Marty and Jonathan, as well as our other patrons like Sean and Fernando. Their help with the studio upgrades make it possible for all these fun, ridiculous videos and the cheap props that you don't see in the background.
Fernando.
Special shout out to Matt, the mobile movie guy.
Hey!
Sandra!
Quick history with the Ghostbusters IP and your hype level.
Well, I believe Jamie and I saw Ghostbusters 1984 at AMC. I know for a fact that I saw it on HBO, home box office, way back in the day. Ghostbusters 2 in the theaters. And we watched Ghostbusters 2016, the extended cut. We streamed it, but like last year or a year and a half ago. And like I said earlier, we just recently viewed Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was very entertaining. My hype level for this movie, after seeing all the trailers, 7, 8 tops. What's your history with Ghostbusters and your hype level?
Well, I knew about the first movie. I wanted to see the first movie, but Mother Tucker put the kibosh on that.
Kibosh.
And even after, you know, my Aunt Diana had seen it, and she was, you know, told me about, you know, it's not scary. There's like maybe a couple of parts that might be considered for little kids, but I mean, I was like, wait, what year did the movie come out?
1984.
84. So I was preteen.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah. I was a tweenie. Twinkie.
A Twinkie.
I was a Twinkie.
That was a big Twinkie.
That's like probably one of my favorite lines in that movie. And, but, so, you know, I saw the movie. I've seen the movies, you know, like when they came out on VHS. You know, yeah. I think we rented them.
Mm-hmm.
Or my mom's friend had rented them because we didn't have a VCR. And so I, you know, saw him over there. And then the second one came out. You know, so I've seen all of the movies.
Yeah.
I like all of the movies. Yeah. I enjoy all of them, with the exception of maybe the 2016 version. My hype level for this one, just, you know, seeing the trailers that have been released, I'm probably up there at a 9.
Wow. Okay.
Because, I mean, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think this movie is going to do what I wanted Ghostbusters 2 to do back in 1989.
Yeah. You know, it looks really good. This one looks a little more, the trailer is giving off an intense vibe to me. But it still has the feel of that first movie.
Yeah.
First movie.
Speaking about the trailers, the fact that they got Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson back for a fourth time is a small miracle in itself, because I know Bill Murray, I think he doesn't do sequels, and I think he got burnt a little bit on the 2016 with his cameo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, he was the holdout for why it took so long for Ghostbusters 2 to show up. So, the trailers, like I said, look really good. It could outshine Ghostbusters 2, like I said. Anything in the trailers that jumped out at you?
That jumps out at me?
Slimer?
Yeah. I mean, the graphics are a little better, but they still kind of made him look like the original.
Yeah.
The main villain ghost.
Yeah.
looks really scary.
Tall, dark, and horny.
Bill Murray. You know, Peter Murray, he's back with his quips.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what makes it, you know.
Yeah.
They've said it in interviews and stuff like that, but you can tell by watching the movies. Like, Venkman is the smart ass. Ray is the heart. Egon is the brains. And Ernie Hudson, he's that fourth guy that he's, you know, fixing the Ecto-1. And he brings a little stability to the other three.
Yeah.
You know, and with this new generation, with the descendants of Egon Spengler, his daughter, the boyfriend from Afterlife, Paul Rudd, he was great in Afterlife. And then Phoebe, I don't know if she watched the Ghostbusters movie, but I think she's channeling Harold Ramis's character of Egon very well. I think she did such a well job in Ghostbusters Afterlife, channeling that, trying to be that character. Because, you know, they say sometimes things skip a generation. So whatever Egon had skipped his daughter, went straight to his granddaughter. So
yeah.
Anything else out of the before I start gleaming, anything of any of the trailers, anything else jumped out at you?
I'm sure there probably is. You want to bring it to the light.
When the first official trailer came out, the North American one, not the international one.
Yeah.
Even though the international one gives you a little bit more context, that the Ghostbusters Firehouse, I think, has a section dedicated to studying ghosts, which I think is interesting. So you got a whole different division of Ghostbusters. You got the busters, and then you got the researchers and stuff like that. The American one. When I heard that actor's voice.
Oh!
I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
They're bringing Walter Peck back.
Yes, this man has no dick.
Is this true? Yes. Everything was fine until Dickless over here shut off the power grid. Is this true?
Yes. This man has no dick.
I think what was kind of missing in Afterlife was that Walter Peck character. You had the sheriff, and he was a little bit of an obstacle, but not really. So, but what makes the first one so great is he had Gozer himself, but you also had this politician guy running in interference in what they were doing. So I'm looking forward or seeing what he does to prevent the Ghostbusters from doing their job this time.
Right.
Favorite scene?
Oh, gosh. There's so many. I mean, there's the one with Paul Rudd when he's, you know, spouting out lines from the song.
Yeah. You know what? What? Busta makes me feel good. She's like, no. And that'd be something that's like something we do. I try to say something, you're like, no.
Yeah, no.
I mentioned, I'm a little surprised, but not surprised. I guess Slimer's back.
Mm-hmm.
But with the trailer, they're like all the ghosts are coming back. So like even the librarian ghost from the first one seems to be in this movie. So
yeah,
that's gonna be interesting. Another thing that caught my eye was they had a drone trying to capture
a drone instead of the RC.
So, favorite line? Any got any favorite lines? Besides,
the Bill Murray,
Paul Darken, Yeah, I already said mine. The fact that Paul Rudd made a reference to the Ray Parker Jr. song, you know, but you know what, Bustin' makes me feel good. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Walter Peck talking. It looks like he's the mayor because he's got the vest on.
There's something going on.
He's got a higher whatever his position was. I think he's maybe mayor or high and higher political power than before, so it's interesting.
Or maybe he's moved up within the EPA.
But when he's talking and Phoebe's like correcting him, oh, it's a proton pack and it's, you know, mostly dangerous or whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, quiet, quit giving out all the facts.
Yeah.
Well, you got anything? Any other scenes or favorite lines or anything or feelings or anything about this Frozen Empire trailer?
Just can't wait for it to come out.
Okay. Well,
ready to go.
Ready to bust some more ghosts at the movie theater. Get the popcorn and all that other good stuff.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. There was, I don't know if it came out in Afterlife, but I saw a picture on the internet where there's a Slimer character and his mouth's open, but you put all the popcorn like is like in him and you eat it from his mouth.
Ew.
I'll find the picture and I'll put it up somewhere.
Ew.
Well, that's it for today. Please check out our other content like Pacific Rim Uprising review on YouTube. Plus, you can listen to us on most podcasting apps like Podbean and CastBox and maybe Odyssey for Uncle Steve.
Until next time, ask yourself this one question.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Not that question.
Oh. Will it sequel? Bye.
Bye. Whoa, I can see in HD again.
What's this right here?
I don't know. Somebody bumped a button. Just make it go away. No, fuck off.
It's in the bloopers. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Let me know when I can start reading.
And go.